As the Clemson Tigers climbed their way to the top ranking in the country on defense, plenty of attention was paid to premier pass rusher Vic Beasley, and rightly so. The defensive end opposite him was Corey Crawford, a three-year starter with a productive, though less heralded, career of his own. So the question is, was Crawford the beneficiary of defenses focusing so much on Beasley, or was his play overshadowed by a teammate? Crawford would say it was the latter.
You know, I didn't mind. I'm a team player, and I did a lot of things that a lot of people probably didn't see. Vic probably got most of the plays, but I didn't take it as, you know, him coming to take spotlight or nothing like that. I just, you know, kept my head down and kept working and just enjoyed playing with Vic.
Crawford's role model as a player hasn't been Beasley, though. For that, he looks back to his high school days at George Washington Carver High in Columbus, Georgia, where he played alongside a future Pittsburgh Steelers first-round draft pick.
I look up to Jarvis Jones. Jarvis Jones, me and him played together in high school. He was a year older than me, and ever since then, I always wanted to, you know, follow his footsteps because he's a great football player. And even to the day, I look at his games just to see what I can use from him to improve my game.
After playing with Jones at Carver, Crawford played 1 year at a military school before enrolling at Clemson. He's now projected as a mid-round draft pick as a 4-3 defensive end, but one with a fair share of athleticism, which he displayed on his one interception in his college career, which came in 2013 against Georgia.
It was a zone pressure that Coach Venables called that required me to drop in the middle of the field. I really don't know how Aaron Murray didn't see me. It's just like he threw it right to me. So I took it, and all my mindset was score. And I tried to get to the end zone as quickly as possible.